you.
K4LSA, K4LSA, this is AK4RE. Nothing heard, this is AK4RE, clear to another channel. This is AK4RE, back on channel for K4LSA.
4RE, this is K4LSA, do you copy?
Well, hello there, K4LSA, glad to hear you on the channel, hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I can hear you well. No issues. A little bit of latency, I think, probably just due to my internet connection here, but you sound good.
Well, using the new radio, so it's the same. It's a little bit harder for me to get to.
Yeah, how do you like it? Is it working well for you? This is AK4RE for identification. Jason, I may have lost you there, K4LSA. I thought maybe I'd lost connection here on my side, perhaps, but it sounds like we're still connected.
From outside, from inside to outside. So I'm in the car now, and it's got this shorter antenna, so I'm trying to figure out if it's the connection, if it works just as well. I think my other radio with the longer antenna has a better reception of the 6.1.
Yeah, the longer antennas do tend to have a better transmit range and receive range, at least has been in my experience, so definitely recommend a longer one if you've got one.
Just trying to get in touch with you to see what it sounds like. For some reason, I thought it was on the A2 repeater, so I may still have a problem down there.
You get a little scratchy there from time to time. I don't know, you may be going down a hill or into a trough there, and then you come back out of it and you sound okay.
Well, I'm on the move now. Yeah, I think this radio, the other one, the Ocean radio, I don't know if it's any better or not, but this one, I like this one. It's a little bit smaller form factor.
With 8 watts of transmit power, you ought to be able to get a little bit more distance out of it. You got a good point there. I mean, 8 watts of power into a shorter antenna, you lose a lot on that. If you've got 8 watts of power going into the longer antenna, then you get a little bit more mileage out of it.
I think I'm experiencing some of that, so I may swap out the antenna and see how it does with the other radio, with the 8 watts and then the longer radio.
Yeah, and if you do decide to hook it in line with an amplifier, make sure you turn it back down to 5 watts or even less, because I think that sometimes they don't like getting that much power into the amp.
I'm pretty good with both of these repeaters. I think the only thing I would do is if I try to get into Mount Mitchell or some of these other Spartanburg repeaters, I may end up doing something like that.
Yeah, and if you end up going simplex, too, sometimes that can, that gets you a little bit further down the road on the simplex frequency.
Still, you still have the one in your car, right? So, on simplex, we don't have it relayed yet. You can't get onto a echo link from that one. So, yeah, the simplex, you would think that gets you a little bit further distance.
None of the towers around me within hitting distance of my HT is none of those are EchoLink node capable. The only way I could get EchoLink it on a tower here is if I put my own up.
Interesting. If you set your own repeater up, they were doing that. I went to the Blue Ridge, it's the radio club here that has this one. they're looking at redoing their repeater. So anyway, they're testing it out. So he was going through some of the requirements to have that.
I was on talking to some guys here, and they have a, one guy has a Rhone 45G. It's a guide tower. It's not a self-supporting, but it requires those guy wires. And he's got one that goes to 175 feet that he'd be willing to part with. And I thought if I could get something like that and put it up, then I could probably link up with the Outer Banks repeater system out there and link all that up.
That would that might work. We had a little bit of in and out now. I don't know if it was on your phone or not, but we're still receiving pretty good when you're in.
Yeah, I can hear a little bit of picket fencing going on in the background there. Not too bad. I can still make you out pretty good. So it's still got a good signal coming in, but I can tell you're moving. AK4RE for ID.
K4LSA. Yeah, no, that would that'd be interesting if you could get to it from your house on two meter to that one and then link up for send to me on radio.
Yeah, and two, it gives the Outer Banks an inland a transmission link as well, so that we could potentially get them linked up with all the way across over to Raleigh if we had to, probably.
I wonder if they don't have, do they have an inland link already, or it'd have to be a repeater that had Echo Link within distance of it, right, for it to call, or it'd have to be Echo Link.
I don't think it has to be EchoLink. I think they've got several different ways of linking repeaters up. I know right now they're linking them all up and down the Outer Banks up down through there for emergency purposes. And I think they may already link in with the Hertford repeater, which is not too far from here. So, you know, I think there's ways of doing it.
Well, we may want to give this repeater a break. Just wanted to check and make sure.
I think it sounds real good, Jason. Good job on that, and I think it's exciting to be back on the air with you there. I appreciate the calling me, and look forward to chatting with you further. But, yeah, for now, I think we'll give this repeater a break. It's AK4RE and K4LSA for identification.
MW.